Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think you were starting to doubt me when I came in a couple hours ago about how the roads were going to be.
Yeah.
Because they're not in great shape right now. You got a closure on 6440.
Yeah, and it looks like, of course, as soon as I tell you that, they've opened one lane. So if you are westbound 6440, they shut it down past K. But it looks like they've opened one lane, and you can only see one clear lane of traffic. They were working on it to get that cleared. So if you're westbound 6440, there is a parking lot jam back to Clarkson, but really slow pockets that go all the way back through Clayton Skinker.
All right, we're going to keep you posted on that. You know, Saturday was great because, for the most part, people didn't have to get up Saturday morning and go places.
Right.
And by the time you did, it was just wet. The roads were wet. A little different because the temperatures are colder, and then, you know, people don't know how to drive in snow. Our friend Alex Gold, who's with us from Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan, we're going to talk about sports wagering, but you also have weather, I understand, on that side of the state. How are you, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, you know, this is it's still coming down here. You know, the roads are certainly not cleared yet entirely here in the KC area, and certainly I think people were a little surprised with how much we ended up getting. The big controversy here with some of the schools even sent out an email apologizing for not canceling. They kind of missed the ball on this one.
Yeah, well, we were wondering how our school districts were going to handle it here because, you know, it didn't move in until the afternoon. I think hopefully everyone's going to be okay, Sue, getting the school buses out, but that is absolutely a challenge. All right, so you and I have kind of formed this long-distance relationship on this topic of sports wagering because we hooked up a couple of years ago talking about this, and it's something that you're passionate about, I'm passionate about. We finally have this day right now, December 1st, where sports wagering is going to be legal in Missouri, but I still think people are confused about this.
Right, so it is fully operational on mobile apps. You know, I think there's 7 apps that are fully live right now, and, you know, if you're someone that was going to Illinois already to wager and you already had an existing account, you can log in with that exact same account and wager. And there's still sign up bonuses depending on what app you're looking at that you can take advantage of. But, you know, it is fully live. I mean, you can go, I know you guys, I don't know the names of them, but you guys have some retail in-person sports books that are opened up now as well, right there in St. Louis.
Yeah, and see, I don't even know where those are. I keep seeing the ads, you know, and I do sponsorship for Underdog Fantasy, but the fantasy games are different than what we're going to have to be allowed now
right
in Missouri. So you can see, and, you know, I think if you watch sports in particular, you're seeing a lot of competition in the ads because these companies, some of them from Las Vegas, they want to get going with this stuff because we've been waiting a while. This all passed last November.
Right. And you know, this is something that I think a lot of people have been waiting for since really 2018, even, Mark, you know, when obviously this became a state issue and then there was hold up in the legislature for a while. And then, of course, it had to go to ballot. And then even then it was supposed to maybe launch in September. And then there was some reasons for that delay. We've talked about that in the past, and now it's finally here. But you're right about how crowded the the market really is. I think, you know, right now there's 7 apps that are launching. Fast forward a couple of years from now, I think we will see some consolidation, you know, whether it's through merger or otherwise, or some folks that just get out of the business. You mentioned Underdog. They were supposed to have a temporary sports betting license to operate in Missouri. And late last week, they pulled out their temporary license. They are headed down the predictive market path, which is a whole nother conversation and somewhat complicated, I would say, at this point in time. But they're not going to have a sports betting app, but they will likely head down the path, if anybody's ever heard of, you know, Polymarket and some of these other predictive type of markets.
So did you see the story? This is interesting. Did you see the story last night? I have a lot of suspicion on 60 Minutes because of the way they've treated St. Louis, but they did a story on Polymarket last night. It was fascinating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I did not see the story, but I'll tell you that there's a couple of issues that are interesting within it. One, you know, of course, the sports books and the regulated environment, they're upset about it because they're not paying the same gambling tax rate as, let's say, a FanDuel is if they were to operate a sports predictive market on an Underdog or these others. So you've got that battle going on. You have FanDuel, who was operating in Nevada, and because they want to get in the predictive market, Nevada said, hey, if you're going to get in the predictive market, we're going to pull your gaming license. So FanDuel pulled out of Nevada. And in any market where they don't have sports wagering legal, they're going to launch their own predictive markets. And so there's going to be, I think it's going to be a regulatory battle, but this is the next, I guess, big fight, if you're wondering, over the next couple of years, is going to be what's allowed, what's not, and if they're going to all put it under one umbrella.
So, you know, I know they call it Horseshoe down here, Sue, don't they? It used to be Lumiere, the Horseshoe Casino. You can place wagers there. I don't know. I guess you can do it at the other casinos, and you can do it with the apps. Now, Alex, as much as I'm a proponent of this, and, you know, I've told this story before, I've often sent money in the past 10 years, if not more, to Las Vegas to a friend I have out there and do some parlays. And we did quite well on some Albert Pujols home run bets a couple of years ago. Did real well on that, actually. So I've had some fun with it. And I've done it responsibly. I would be dishonest to the audience if I didn't admit at this point, given some of the scandals that have emerged, that I don't have a little bit of pause on some of this, even from a libertarian conservative perspective. I like to have the ability to do these things because I believe in freedom. But let's face it, there's some things that are on the horizon that the opponents of this have been kind of warning about, and they're coming to fruition.
There's no question. I mean, let's start with just, you know, the reality of needing to bet responsibly. I mean, you mentioned that. I think that is something that people need to recognize. It is very easy to get carried away. You need to bet responsibly. These apps do have limits you can even set on your own that, you know, if you want to set a deposit limit or a loss limit, and it's not something you can just remove in 5 minutes. It's something that you have to wait like a 30-day cooldown period. So there are some tools within apps if somebody's worried about that I think is important for people to know. In terms of what you're discussing as well with, you know, some of the integrity issues around sports, I mean, there's no doubt this is not going to be the recent scandals the last time we discussed that. I think with what has happened, you're going to see, and we've already seen it, these leagues get involved more with trying to limit the type of prop bets, maybe even deposit limits. You know, I think it was Major League Baseball a few weeks ago that announced that on, you know, ball strike type bets or speed of velocity of a pitch, they're going to limit those to $200 max wager, which, look, for a lot of people listening, that sounds like a lot of money anyway. But there were people that were wanting to bet a lot more than that on those particular wagers. And those are more susceptible for someone to fix it, like we've seen with the stories around the Cleveland Guardians relievers, Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. I think what's tricky is a lot of people do see the legalization of it and say, well, this is why there's going to be scandals. And while I don't think it's a 0%, I also think people have to recognize that long before legalized sports wagering, you've had betting scandals.
Absolutely.
Right? Going all the way back to the Black Sox and others. So there needs to be certainly more, tweaking, if you will, of the system. But I don't think it is, the exact reason for some of these games and scandals being caught is because it's regulated, Mark. People are, are getting caught because they're betting on a regulatory.
And I'm good with that. And, like, here's the thing, though. Even as educated as I feel like I am on sports wagering, I've admitted that I didn't know you could wager on the speed, the velocity of a pitch. So, some of those things, as someone who still believes in this, I think we can have conversations about, dialing some of that back on the prop bets, and we'll see where that takes us. Hey, before I let you go, though, got to talk about the Chiefs. They seem like they salvaged their season a week ago that did not necessarily continue on Thanksgiving Day. Look, I kind of expected regression for this team, and you could still see flashes with the offense, but they're a bit challenged right now, aren't they?
It's a frustrating year. I mean, there's moments where they look like the old team, and then there's far more moments where they certainly just don't come up with the big play in those biggest spots, biggest moments time and time again. And they're an average football team. Look, they're 6-6, and they got to win out to get in because of some of the tiebreakers they do not have. So to get in the postseason, I think they have to win their final five. And they're going to be up against it the rest of the way. Every week is a playoff game for them. And, Mark, they whether it's the ball not bouncing their way like it did last year, the years prior on a fumble from Dallas, and if they don't recover it, whether it's crucial penalties in the wrong moment, that is the story of this season. They can look great for a quarter, for a drive, and then they will make a boneheaded mistake. And that's not what we're used to in Kansas City, but that's the reality of the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs.
The Broncos are leading a division. The Bears are leading a division. This is a weird... This is one of the reasons I love the NFL. Even though I don't love the Broncos or the Bears, but this is one of the reasons I do love the NFL because of the surprises. And certainly there were a lot... I think the games this weekend were pretty boring outside of the Thursday-Friday games, but some surprises nonetheless. We'll be talking more about gambling soon. Alex Gold, thank you very much. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. And we're going to continue to, keep you posted on it. I think this is interesting, the way that this is being all rolled out. There is a lot of competition. The local paper, if you go to STL Today, they have pictures of people at Horseshoe Casino placing. Like, one dude was placing a wager on Indiana to win the national championship. Probably a good wager. Maybe not the best odds because they're one of the best teams out there. But you can now do it here in Missouri.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.